Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can try to look for in our dark island skies. We've got some expertise, as usual, from Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus during sunset. It is located quite near to the setting sun and should be fairly bright. The moon this week will be passing through its new moon phase, bringing fantastically dark skies to the island and conditions perfect for stargazing.
Historic launch just the other day. Biggest rocket on the face of the planet at the moment. And we're going to learn a little bit more about it from you. Is that the deal?
It is, yes. Of course, last week, Elon Musk and SpaceX pulled off a successful and spectacular launch of their new Falcon Heavy rocket, which is designed to lift huge payloads into orbit and beyond. Atop this rocket was, of course, the Starman, who rode off into deep space in the driver's seat of a Tesla Roadster. Now, this isn't the sort of thing one normally expects from a traditional rocket launch, but SpaceX has proven that they are anything but.
They had a mannequin or a fake space guy in the car? What is this that we're talking about?
He was in the car with his arm out the window in a spacesuit.
Floating around forever, kind of like that gold record they used to do.
Which is still out there today.
And I've heard Elon Musk has caught some flack, too, because he's sending the car into space.
Well, the car was more than just a publicity stunt. It actually took the place of a dummy payload that normally would have flown during a first rocket launch.
And so you're saying it wasn't even guaranteed to work?
Exactly. Nobody wants to spend millions of dollars on a new satellite or space telescope only to see it get blown to smithereens when the rocket explodes.
I get it, totally. So what you're saying is he just gets a spare car.
Exactly, and it serves the same purpose.
Because then you don't waste a satellite.
You got it.
And so now that they've pulled this off, how's this going to change spaceflight, except for the obvious that they already got this sort of test of a delivery out of the way?
Well, SpaceX has fired the shots in the new space race, and they've shown they can lift twice the cargo mass for a third of the cost compared to all other space launch companies. And they can even bring their rockets back down to Earth and reuse them. This means that all the major players, including Boeing, are going to have to shape up or ship out in this new space race.
Maybe they get into making cars.
Maybe.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.